Well, we talked about this yesterday at the end of the show. On Tuesday, the governor signed here in our state the Protection from Intimate Deep Fakes Act into law. And what does that do? It prohibits manipulated videos, images, sound recordings that falsely portray an intimate part of someone's body or shows them in some way that's inappropriate. And really, that never happened. So it's a fake. Todd Flood joins us now, managing partner of Flood Law. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
We're good. So we know this problem's out there. There have been many stories about it. Celebrities have been involved in stuff like this. What do you think this law does for us in this state?
Well, it's definitely a shot of deterrence. It's a bipartisan act governor put in. It's something that came up last year and finally got through with a bipartisan vote this year. I think it's a deterrence for the manipulation of using AI to create pornographic material. It kind of goes to the revenge porn because that didn't reach large, criminal acts. Here, this is also a big part of this was you're going to deal with child pornography and deep fakes because AI obviously has good, but it has also a whole lot of bad to it as well, what AI can do. And this hopefully is a deterrent. The fact, though, that it's a 93-day misdemeanor or one-year misdemeanor and then can go up to a felony if there's circumstances that cause it, aggravated circumstances, or you're a repeat offender. Like anything else, there's a lot of ugliness out in this world for which we live in, and especially in this side of pornography, hopefully it's a big enough deterrent. The question becomes, what do you do with people that just have possession of it? Somehow they came into possession of it. Do you charge them as well if someone sent you something? But it's a start, right? It's a start because this is a real problem. I was just 2 days ago on the phone with the Genesee County prosecutor talking about trafficking and sexual acts and the like and how big the problem is in Michigan and across the United States. It's a big deal. And this hopefully along that genre of work is a big enough deterrent.
Todd, we know that the internet is global, but this is a state law. So how realistic is it for Michigan to actually enforce these rules if the deep fakes are created or hosted somewhere else in the world?
So, now you're dealing with the jurisdiction of the crime. It's it gets into the possession of it, right?
Right.
So the federal government has to also come into play with this and work on it. But if you create someone in a foreign state or foreign country, which that happens, and then all of a sudden you start transporting that imagery here in the state of Michigan, I will believe the tentacles of that crime because you moved it over from wherever it may be, you're going to have to bring in federal agencies to start helping in the prosecution of that. And that's going to be a problem. I mean, look at right now what we're dealing with with bomb threats or fake threats that are coming from foreign countries
right.
to our local universities, right? So it's going to have the reach and the deterrence in the federal crime statutes. And I believe as we go on, you will see more and more strength towards that. Now, 23 states in the country right now that my preliminary research shows has a deep fake statute put on the books, and it's moving up the chain. But it's going to have to be, a federal statute and a federal arm that brings in more of this because it happens overseas. Here, you're dealing with local Johnny and Jill right here in our local backyard, right? And the sheriff's department and the fact where that hopefully deters, that part of it. we have enough creepers, enough bad people here that, you know, hopefully this deters them from doing it.
How difficult is it to identify the origin of where these deep fakes come from?
So I can tell you just based on the forensics that we have had in our cases, you know, the Oakland County Sheriff's Department, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, the FBI, they have an insanely high-tech forensic unit that you get your ULR, you know, where basically, you know, where the origin of these things come from. They have the technology to make that stuff happen. You know, you send in much smarter people into the padded room and they come out with their hair standing up saying, I found them. There's those people in our law enforcement that are amazing at tracking down where this stuff came from. I've seen it. I've watched it. I've watched them work, and they're great at doing it. It's when you start bouncing, you know, from foreign countries, someone, you know, in one country bounces it to another country and it comes here into the state. That's a bigger problem. But if you're in your, you know, your basement trying to do this and trying to, you know, I want to get revenge on this person and I use an AI and I start creating it and I send it around the public schools, that kid's going to get busted because it's not going to be, that'll be easy for law enforcement to find. Mm. It's going to be a bigger problem when it's a foreign agency.
Is there any way for young people to protect themselves here? I mean, if AI is involved here, there's not much, especially if you're more of a public person or an athlete or something.
You know, it's insanely difficult. It's privacy is, you know, here's what, from what I understand, you take an image of somebody and you just put that face in that image into an AI. This is something that has to be legislated as well, but you put that image into an AI software that then all of a sudden puts that person into a pornographic position. How do you protect against that? Then you're going to have to protect. You're going to have to make laws and put into place that you can't create this software.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a big deal. And I don't know how that's going to work out because we've had platform cases that have gone away all the way up to the United States Supreme Court saying, you know, can't prosecute just because you're a platform and dissemination of material. That's going to be an issue. So I don't know how they're going to legislate against that. But
Todd, this is at least a good first step. Protection from Intimate Deep Fakes Act, 1 year imprisonment, $3,000 fine or both. Thank you for your insight this morning.
Thanks for having me, my amigos. You guys have a great weekend, holiday weekend.
You too.
A long weekend. Coming up, the Michigan House passed a budget. What's in it? That's at 8:35.